This week's Parsha presents two very famous psukim dealing with the notion of Yiras Hashem, or Yiras Shemayim, the awe and the fear of heaven. The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Mimach, what does God want from you? Ki im lira es Hashem Elokecha. We are told that perhaps the thing that is requested or demanded of us by God is fear, lira es Hashem Elokecha. A little bit later on in the same Perek, and Pasuk Chof, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oso Ta'avod, Ubo Tidbak, Ubishmo Tishaveya. Right. Again, Hashem, fear him, serve him, cleave to him. But the first thing is Tira Oso. Moreover, we read in last week's Parsha, in Parshas V'Yeschanan, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, V'Oso Ta'avod, Ubishmo Tishaveya. So we hear this idea three times in the last few weeks, the imperative, seemingly, to fear Hashem, or at least the importance of it. I say it's the imperative because, in fact, it seems to be universally recognized among the Rishonim who count the mitzvos that this is not merely a virtue, but in fact a command. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishneh Torah, the Sefer HaChinuch here in Mitzvah, Tuf Lamed Beis, the Smag and the Smach, the Sefer Yireim, all count Yiras Shemayim as one of the 613 mitzvos, the Oraisa. Fascinatingly, the Sefer HaChinuch, as is his wont at the end of his presentation, always tells us who is obligated in a given mitzvah. Is it just Kohanim, for example? Is it just people living in Eretz Yisrael? Is it just men? And in this case, he says it is obligatory on kol min ha'adam, every type of person, every species of person. Very atypical and very interesting formulation, which seems to strongly imply that he is conveying the idea that kol min ha'adam, even non-Jews are obligated in Yirat Shemayim. How does that make sense? Why should non-Jews be obligated? So the simple understanding is that according to Sefer HaChinuch, this must be a dimension of, an element of emuna, that part of believing in God, which non-Jews are obligated to do, they're prohibited from idolatry, part of believing in God is also the awe or the fear of him. In terms of the definition of what exactly Yirat Shemayim entails, what is the scope this mitzvah, we have in fact, I think if we look carefully in the Rishonim and some Acharonim, three different definitions, three different perspectives, which perhaps are a debate, perhaps mutually exclusive, or I would say perhaps more likely represent different levels of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, more minimal and more ambitious and higher levels and better ways of fulfilling the mitzvah. Clearly the lowest level, but one which is still included in the mitzvah and brought down by various sources, is the idea of yiras ha'onesh, simply being scared of getting punished. The Maseilas Yesharim points out that this is the most basic and instinctual type of fear, and frankly, very effective, because it's very natural not to want pain. And the Rambam actually says this in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Saseidah, the Rambam says that yiras ha'onesh, fear of being punished. Moreover, Rabbi Saul Salanter in the Igeres HaMusar very much advocates the benefits of this. Again, because it's so natural and instinctive that people don't want to get punished or feel pain. So by focusing on Yiras Onesh, that is certainly going to be effective, hopefully, as a bulwark against sinning. As I say, this is in the Rambam. We mentioned two prominent later thinkers, Rabbi Saul Salanter and Maseilas Yesharim as well, and others talk about this. But presumably, and I think clearly, this is a lower level, in fact, more focused on even, frankly, what's better for you. It's a little bit of a selfish, inward-focused midah, if you accept that it's just based on being fearful of being punished. But nevertheless, according to the Rambam and these other sources, part of the mitzvah. However, there is a additional element, which I think is clearly on a higher level, and that is brought down by the smag, and the Rambam as well in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, not in the Sefer Mitzvos, but the Rambam's presentation in the Yesodei HaTorah, in the Mishneh Torah, and that is what is called Yiras Haromimus, awe and fear of God just because of you appreciate his greatness. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, B'shashi Yisbonei Ha'adam B'ma'asav U'ru'av Ha'nifla'im Ha'gadolim, when you contemplate the greatness of God's creations, you will you see the overwhelming brilliance and genius of God in what he was able to create. Miyad, immediately, Nirta l'acharav yifached v'yodeh shu biria katana shvela, etc., etc., lifnei tamim deos. You automatically take a step back in awe and fear when you appreciate the greatness of God. So on the one hand, this is a very inspiring idea. Appreciating the greatness and the awesomeness of God leads to a natural feeling of fear and awe. Nevertheless, it does seem to be a contradiction to what the Rambam had said previously, where he focused on something more minimal, less admonitious, and that is fear of punishment. And I think perhaps a compelling suggestion that I've seen to resolve this is, in fact, that there are two types. There's the selfish desire to avoid pain, and then there's the realization that the ability to punish is in and of itself a manifestation of his greatness. In other words, we don't have to see it as a contradiction. The idea that perhaps is a lower level is if you're merely focused on yourself, just want to avoid the pain. But if the yiras onesh is really a statement of belief, that is to say, the fact that I know that Hashem can punish me at any time for any way I contravene his will, that itself, the fear of that punishment, can be an extension of your actual belief in his awesomeness. How awesome, how great, how powerful is God that he can punish? So if you look at the punishment not just about selfishly trying to avoid it, but as another example of his greatness and awesomeness, that is certainly a higher level. A third idea, which is also very relevant, and another dimension, is indicated by both the smak and the Abar Benel, and that is yiras hachet, fear of sin itself. Not as a punishment, but just don't want to contravene God's will. The way that Abar Benel says it, it contradicts the hakar satov, the feelings of gratitude that we should all instinctively feel towards God for all the good that he's done for us. And by sinning, we are contravening that. It's like a kafay tov, or being an ingrate if we sin. And therefore, yira sachet is the yira, the fear that we feel that we don't want to deny that we don't want to have that contradiction.